The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. And now to start with, Kandla Special Economic Zone under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry is currently recruiting for various posts on deputation basis. The positions available are primarily for officers under the central government with relevant experience. Eligible candidates are invited to apply for these opportunities, which require a sound knowledge of stenography skills and a professional background in similar capacity. The application process is detailed on the official website. Interested applicants must ensure the applications reach the Development Commissioner's office not later than 45 days from the date of this publication. All applicants must include a complete biodata along with necessary documents, including confidential reports, vigilance clearance, and any penalty details imposed over the last decade. This is an excellent opportunity for qualified professionals seeking to advance their career in distinguished organizations dedicated to public service. For further inquiries and detailed instructions, kindly check the official website at https://kasez.gov.in, or you can go on to www.employmentnews.gov.in. National Hydroelectricity Power Corporation Limited, NHPC. It was established in 1975 and is a leader with hydroelectric, solar and wind power, offering exciting career opportunities. It is hiring trainee officers in human resources, public relations and law, along with senior medical officers. Candidates can apply using UGC NET scores from December 2023 to June 2024, CLAT PG 2024 or MBBS qualifications. There are various vacancies, including those reserved for persons with benchmark disabilities. Interested candidates should apply before the deadline. For more information on qualifications, vacancies and the application process, please visit https://www.nhpcindia.com. The National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, is inviting applications for various consultant positions across multiple locations in the eastern region, including Gangtok, Guwahati, Imphal, Kohima, and Shillong. The available posts include 14 associate consultants with a remuneration of 1 lakh rupees per month and 4 consultant positions with a remuneration of 1,50,000 rupees per month. Candidates must possess the necessary educational qualifications and experience, including a chartered accountant qualification and relevant work experience in financial systems. The last date for submitting applications is 3 weeks from the advertisement's publication date. For more detailed information regarding eligibility criteria and application procedures, please visit the NHIDCL, the website at www.nhidcl.com. The Indian Institute of Petroleum and Energy, IIPE, is seeking qualified candidates for faculty positions on a regular basis. Interested applicants can find detailed information regarding educational qualifications, experience criteria, specializations, and application deadlines in the official recruitment notice. This opportunity is ideal for individuals looking to contribute to an institute dedicated to excellence in education and research in the petroleum and energy sectors. For further details and to submit your applications, please visit the IIPE website at https://www.nhidcl.com. iipe.ac.in/careers. The Indian Coast Guard is inviting applications from willing and eligible candidates for various civilian posts on deputation basis. The vacancies include assistant in the General Central Service Group B and leading hand fireman in Group C. The initial period of deputation for these positions is 2 years and 1 year respectively. Detailed information along with application form is available on the Indian Coast Guard website. Interested candidates can access the detailed advertisement at https://indiancoastguard.gov.in. The Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Divyangjan, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Chairman of the National Trust, New Delhi. Interested candidates who meet the eligibility criteria are encouraged to apply using the prescribed format along with supporting documents. The application form can also be downloaded from the website under the career section. The last date to submit applications is 30 days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News or the Rozgar Samachar. Detailed information regarding the application process can be found on the department's website at https://depwd.gov.in. ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, located in Namkumb, Ranchi, is seeking applications for several contractual positions as part of a project aimed at promoting secondary agriculture. Positions available include young professional, 10 vacancies, and laboratory attendant 1, with monthly stipends ranging from 15,000 to 30,000 rupees depending on the role. Candidates with relevant qualification in agriculture, agricultural engineering, or related fields are encouraged to apply. Detailed information on eligibility criteria and application procedures can be found on the ICAR NISA website, that is https://nisa.icar.gov.in. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Raipur, an autonomous institute under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, is inviting applications from Indian citizens working in various government departments or organizations for the filling of various non-faculty Group A and B positions purely on deputation basis. For comprehensive details regarding applications, eligibility and responsibilities, please visit AIIMS Raipur's official website. Kindly go on to https://www.aimsraipur.edu.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.